It's 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and it's about 55 degrees with still some high clouds, but the sun's coming late this afternoon, they say.
Yeah, so exciting stuff with lots of great music and opportunities to be at the Come See Me Festival and enjoy outdoor music with some really great musicians. Ashley Peoples, one of those guys. Hi, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me come in, guys.
Absolutely. I understand you're going to be at Legal Remedy tonight, kind of a little after party, playing some music.
Now, are you playing there, or are you on the wait staff, or what's going on?
Whatever needs to be done, we'll fill in.
This guy's
really
a trooper.
Love that
this
place.
Guy gets it done. You're actually solo over there, aren't you?
Tonight, I'm going to have a couple of friends join me. Jason Poor, who's a local legend on the guitar and the violin, and Dr. Adam Snow on percussion, who teaches at Winthrop. Got his undergrad there.
Nice
Rock Hill lineage going on. But we have a small band trio called Small Axe, and we'll be there from 8 to 10 tonight after the Glencairn Garden event.
Oh, great. So we're talking about Glencairn Garden Entertainment. Unfortunately, we've not had an opportunity to see anything out there because of the rain, but it's going to start up tonight.
It really is. We wish we could have pushed ahead, but due to the weather, they actually lost a couple of trees in the garden.
Okay.
So it's been about being able to get to the facilities and the ground being so soft. Yeah. We want to make sure we don't tear it up for the rest of the week.
Who will we hear from tonight at 6 o'clock at Glencairn Garden?
The afternoon show is canceled. I have rescheduled that gentleman, Jason Atkins. He'll be playing in Rock Hill soon.
Okay.
But tonight we'll see the John Shaughnessy Jazz Trio. And John is one of the best bass players in Charlotte. He's played around in this area before some of the local restaurants and establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be playing in the Veterans Memorial. We've moved all the performances back to that nice new
beautiful
brick
area. Beautiful.
Fountain area. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That'll keep us off the lawn.
Will they be up ahead, up above where the fountain is, or will we be down below?
I believe they'll be right up by the fountain.
That's
a lot easier to carry your double bass over to the fountain than up and down the stairs.
No elevator over there, I guess, for sure. But there are rampways.
Yes, there are.
You were in charge of you pick all the groups, or you have a committee that you're working with that y'all do, and you try to have a Winthrop or at least a Rock Hill connection with each act?
I do. We try to make sure that everyone gets a chance, so to speak. Try not to repeat acts too many years, you know.
Sure.
And then try to tie in people that we think Rock Hill will find interesting or fit the event, you know. We brought a band from Charlotte for our first annual Hops at the Park event this past Saturday.
Yeah, how'd that go? What was the name of them?
Well, our first band were local stars called Amigo, one of the top bands coming out of Rock Hill right now. They're touring all over the East Coast and down into Alabama.
Nice.
Then the second band was called the Kodiak Brotherhood, which had kind of an Allman Brothers style, if you will, and just with the sunny day that we had and
it's
all
really
the tasting
perfect temperatures,
tents, people really seem to enjoy it. So
you get a budget at the beginning of the year. You have to really probably work with this to get. Do you have to do a little negotiating? That's part of what you do.
I do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean you just don't say, here's what we charge, and you go, okay, New York six. Be ready to go. I mean, you got a little dealing room in there, huh? A little negotiation goes on?
I do that, and mostly so I can try to spotlight different events.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is my sixth year doing this.
Okay.
So in the past, some of the bands I was able to have for our tailgate party and large events where we have tens of thousands of people, maybe I have a little more in the kitty to hire a band if I'm able to wheel and deal in some other ones.
Yeah, and it's all about relationships too, isn't it?
True. I like that kind of thinking. He's connected. He's
I agree.
The one.
Since
right
it's
guy.
An all-volunteer festival,
sure.
A nonprofit.
Are we becoming, having a pretty good music scene here in Rock Hill? Because you play all around and stuff, and you say you're connected to several groups and things, and you do a lot of fill-in here and there. My dad always said, learn how to play bass. Everybody always needs a bass player. You know, learn how to play bass. Everybody always needs. You'll always have a job on the weekend, which is kind of true. But are we coming on as a little music scene here?
I think there is. There's a core group of, say, 15 to 20 people, and they're just having shows day in, day out, 2-3 times a week. You know, the courtroom downtown Rock Hill has become a real
courtroom?
Outpost.
Is that the Getty's courtroom?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty neat.
There are people coming through, and Mike Gentry is the local guy who's head of that. He's in numerous bands, and the people he draws in are from really all over the world.
YorkCountyArts.org, the Arts Council of York County, really does also that same thing, bringing in people that we may not hear of, or they know that this is the style that we'll like, and you're going to love it. So sort of introducing us in a way.
It's something, you know, not everybody can devote as much time or wants to devote as much time as we do to it. And a lot of times we want to shine a light on somebody that we think is really working hard and creating a quality thing in your backyard.
What can we look forward to for the Moonlight Jazz Festival coming up here? Of
hopefully
the weekend?
Moonlight.
I know, it's bright moonlight.
Well, we've got some jazz. Opening will be the Jason Poor.
Okay.
Blues trio, and they'll be playing a mix of the blues that people want to hear. You know, it's a local player that we have coming for this event.
Okay.
And then for the jazz portion, we have an artist named Daniel D. Daniel's based out of Charleston. He spent some time undergrad at Winthrop, but he tours extensively year-round.
Okay.
And Daniel is an electric violin player.
That's neat.
I would love this.
I would.
And his band is top-notch. It's a full funk, R&B, jazz band where they'll play all sorts of standards from all over the
years.
Yes.
That
we might recognize.
Yes.
And just with, you know,
really
pyrotechnic virtuosity on his instrument.
He played at Winthrop last year.
He
did hip-hop violin.
We've played a little bit of him before.
Yeah.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people have seen him, and he was actually brought in by a request. The person who turned me on to that band and many others was actually Kathy Wilson, and this is her last year, so I was happy to be able to get them in so Kathy could see him.
Excellent. Well, we all can. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I guess barbecue definitely part of the event over there, so that's just going to be a great night for everybody.
Truly, with the anything buts competition on Friday nights,
yep.
Doing the shrimp and sausages and anything you can think of. Great. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what else do we look forward to? Is there something else we really need to focus on for the weekend? We're going to have some just entertainment with the fireworks and stuff, but I'm not sure if there's going to be any bands out there.
I always like to hear from the entertainment director. Pace yourself. That's what I always like to do. Just take, it's a long pony ride. Pace yourself. There's a lot to do.
I would normally say that, but we've already lost a day and a half. So
we got to get on it, don't we?
Yeah.
Get out there. Get out there and enjoy yourselves in the park. Make use of the facilities and all the great events going on around you, and we'll see you out there.
Excellent. Ashley Peoples, thanks so much for sharing all the entertainment that we enjoy for the Come See Me Festival.
Thank you.
All right, good to see you this morning, Ashley. Thank you. It's 11 away from the hour. It's 100.1 FM WRHI. Let's, once again, the Come See Me Festival report's brought to you by...
Definitely the Come See Me Festival coverage is presented in part by First Choice Plumbing and Monty Pediatrics. You can hear it here on the official voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM WRHI.